Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please? Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a floor supervisor for fraud. How may I help you today?
Hello?
Customer, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, do you have me on speaker? Is there any way you could turn me off? Please?
I'm trying. Give me a second, though.
Okay, because all I can hear is myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I don't know how to do that.
Okay, no problem. We'll work through it. Okay, your first and last name, please.
Michael Meltzer.
Could it be under V-E-R-A?
That's what it's under, but it's a fraudulent. Yeah, it was under V-E-R-A, but it's a fraudulent charge.
Thank you. And the address of 7 Piper Lane, 204 Prospect Heights, Illinois.
Correct.
Okay, I did locate the account for us. Let's see exactly what the product is. Okay, the Ivera Beauty Cream and the Ivera Beauty Serum, which reduces wrinkles and fine lines. Someone paid the shipping and handling of $4.95 and $4.95 for the shipping and handling of the product. Okay, do you know Vera?
Yeah, it wasn't her either.
Okay, and they used the email address verapmeltzer@gmail.com. And when that happened, whoever ordered these products, it was a free trial period of 14 days. So on the 15th day, they charged y'all the total cost of the product. $124.94 and $124.94. Those are monthly charges, but we do take fraud very seriously. We'll work with your local authorities, have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase, and have them open an investigation, and we do prosecute. But I do see we have your account canceled to stop all future charges, sir.
Okay. That'd be great.
All right, yes, sir. So your account is canceled. There'll be no further. All right, yes, sir. That was the next step. I'm sorry. We could do a 35% refund.
Okay, but fraud, so the entire thing should be refunded.
All right, yes, sir, but when they use your first and last name, your phone number, they use the phone number of 847-757-3037, and when it's showing by the United States Postal Service, it was delivered to the address, we usually go by that. So we could do a 50% refund off the two $124.94s.
It was fraud. Like, I don't remember receiving.
Yes, sir, but you would need to also contact the United States Postal Service, since they're saying they delivered it to y'all's address.
Is there any way to do a 75% refund?
Yes, sir. We can do a 75%. No problem.
Should ask for 90. yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's worth it, but if it's the only thing that has that, that would be great news.
All right, it'd be 93.71 twice, sir.
Okay.
93.71 will be refunded twice back to your account. In the next 3 to 5 business days, there'll be no further charges whatsoever. I will have a confirmation number for you coming next.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, your confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
C
66 34 44 44 59 59 2 2 2. You said for the last one?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said 9371 is refunded twice, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And nothing else will be charged?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it makes it easier than having to go to the bank and get a new card.
I understand. Yes, sir. Sir? Oh, well, I think I lost him. Sir? Well, I thank you for calling customer service. I think customer I lost service. You. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help with?
I was going to say the merchant that shows up is like two weird names. When I just looked up the other charges you mentioned, like they're completely different than those other ones.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest. That would be the merchant ID. They don't let me see it. Unfortunately, that wouldn't be the product or the company name. So I'm not sure how they code it or why they do it that way.
Okay. Do you have a confirmation number for the cancellation of the account, too?
Yes, sir. It's all the same, really.
Okay.
It just goes to the last confirmation number that I just provided.
So there won't be any further charges or anything unless something else is ordered.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. So nothing else has to be done. Nothing has to be returned. I don't think we got it anyway, but let's deal with that another time to see.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with today, please?
That's it.
Thanks for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.